We are looking at the referee to ensure that the elections are free, fair, and transparent so that it meets international standards. So when we got hold of the document, a lot of people also called us. Those who have gone to the exhibition called on us reporting that they couldn't find their names. We realized that, yes, a lot of names have been duplicated. Name are same, age same, sex same, but voters' ID numbers were different. Then we wrote to the Electoral Commission. The Electoral Commission refused to acknowledge.
Why is this important for the Electoral Commission to allow for the broadcast of an engagement the officials of the Electoral Commission are having with a political party? Why is it important to be aired live?
Because it is of public concern. Now, what it will do is that it will enhance public participation and increase the trust in the electoral process. Secondly, it will also aid collective accountability and also stop any intentional potential manipulation. And then again, public involvement in our electoral processes allows for more oversight. Okay, and it also tells us that the Electoral Commission genuinely is willing and ready to conduct a free, fair, and transparent elections. So these are the things we are looking at.
But David, the question a lot of Ghanaians are asking is, why should an engagement with a single political party be broadcast live? Where should they bend backwards just to accommodate one political party when all political parties engage the Electoral Commission without it being broadcast live?
You see, the issue at hand here, as we talk about, is of national interest. It is not an interest that ought to be covered. The register bears the names of Ghanaians, Ghanaian electorates, whose names have been omitted, whose names have been transferred without their knowledge and their participation, whose names have been duplicated, their pictures, names, and data have been duplicated. And the 1992 Constitution mandates the Ghanaian public, the electorates, to go to the polls, cast their ballot to elect an individual to become the president and other people to become member of parliament. So when it borders on the voters' register, that bears the names of the general public. It is a public matter. It is not a private matter. And we find it very difficult to understand why the Electoral Commission is preventing the public to be involved. It is blocking inclusivity. It is blocking public participation.
But David, the Electoral Commission has put the provisional list out for prospective voters to inspect their information so corrections will be made ahead of the election. Why should it be an exclusive right or demand by the main opposition party for it to be broadcast live? This, a lot of Ghanaians are saying, does not make sense.
On the contrary, majority of Ghanaians in this country are willing and have the desire to want to see exactly the conversation between the political party and the Electoral Commission because of previous events. And if you care to know, I'll give you a few of them. There is a gentleman in this country who went to work, and his son, who is barely 15 years, was lured by a political party to go and register. So when the man had the information, he marched his son to the Electoral Commission and told the Electoral Commission that my son is barely 15 years, so he is not qualified to participate in the elections. The Electoral Commission gave the man assurance, took the details and said, we are going to delete your son's name from the register. It was not done. That is 2020. 2024, when the son was 18 and had gone to the polling center or registration center to register, his name was still in the register and he was caught as doing double registration. So we cannot trust the Electoral Commission alone to go through this. I'll give you another example. When you take the Afrobarometer report that was conducted by CDD in this country, it says that 89% of the Ghanaian people does not trust in the kind of democracy that is being handed to us. Even though they want elections, they don't trust in our elections. And 78% do not trust in the Electoral Commission and the electoral processes that the Electoral Commission leads us to. So it calls much to desire. Now people want to see, people want to be part. People who don't want to leave the work just for the Electoral Commission because of what happened in the 2020 elections.